The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There are some things that are just meant to go together. Peanut butter and jelly, Mo and the Dallas Cowboys, me and Taylor Swift, Burt and shoes with lifts. Like, there are some things that just should never be parted.
Amen to that, too.
And after nearly 30 years, Tiger Woods and Nike are splitting up. I mean, they have been.
That's an iconic duo.
Absolutely. It's an iconic partnership. And so Tiger announced the split on his social platforms on Monday. He said, over 27 years ago, I was fortunate enough to start a partnership with one of the most iconic brands in the world. The days since have been filled with so many amazing moments and memories. If I started naming them, I could go on forever. And all of those memories and moments would add up to about $500 million. Because that's allegedly what he has made off of this brand deal with the swoosh.
That makes things a lot easier to break up with. When you've already made $500 million, you can look that in the rearview mirror and go, okay, it's over.
It was a good run.
$500 million.
We did our best.
Yeah.
So Nike has quietly been ramping down all of their golf apparel. Apparently, they stopped making golf equipment altogether. So this makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And now the golf community has a theory as to what Tiger's next venture is going to be. So Topgolf posted a mysterious job the day after he announced his split with Nike. And it's a job for the global head of golf footwear and apparel. So people are wondering, is he going to be endorsing Topgolf? Is he going to be designing his own brand of golf apparel for Topgolf?
So, I mean, I know about the Topgolf facilities, but they have their own apparel and stuff?
It looks like they might be starting a brand.
Oh, starting a brand. Okay.
Which, of course, if Tiger Woods is free, of course you're going to want Tiger Woods to head it up. Or not like be the head, but be the face of it.
Be the fit for sure.
I wonder if in the golf community, and I'm not a big golfer at all, if you're wearing top golf gear, if you're looked down upon in that community.
That's why you hire Tiger Woods.
I wonder if they care. I feel like they don't care.
No, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Think
they do.
Like Titleist? Sure. And that is the only brand I can think of.
What else do they wear? Polo? I don't know.
No. Hold on. Let's see. Golf brands.
Adidas?
No, I don't think so.
Nike?
Callaway.
Of course.
Callaway.
Topgolf needs to get somebody that's like got a party reputation, like John Daly back in the day.
Right. TaylorMade.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't make golf apparel?
Huh?
I found that out. Because Tiger Woods has used TaylorMade golf clubs, but they don't make apparel. That's the other theory, is people are like, oh, maybe he's going to head up TaylorMade apparel, so now he can not only use the clubs, but also wear the polos and little golf shoes and stuff. So he'll be TaylorMade out. All right, Jennifer Lawrence, she is the woman of the people, because at the Golden Globes, she was just absolutely hysterical from start to finish. There was this moment where she was being highlighted for an award that she was nominated for, and she looks straight at the camera and she mouths, "If I don't win, I'm leaving." And there was also another moment where she was being interviewed, and the interviewers know that she loves Bravo shows, and there was a crazy Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale, and they knew they had to ask her about it. So she ended up doing an impression of it on the red carpet.
To clarify the scene, the women of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake, they are outing one of their fellow cast members as a, she is the one who's behind a reality reality platform on Instagram or on social media, and that they just thought this was like reality fodder and tabloid, but it's actually been a real housewife behind it.
Oh, so she has like a Finsta and she's exposing the
but
show itself?
It's not like, yeah, I guess technically it would be her Finsta, but it's like Reality Von T or something like that is the name of the account. And they just thought this was like an insider into the Real Housewives' lives, but no, they're calling out this fellow castmate as she's the one that's been filming stuff, taking pictures of things, and exposing everybody on this reality site.
So she's showing the reality part of the reality TV show, and they're mad about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm sure they feel betrayed too. Like there's a spy in our midst.
Yes.
And so of course
she's the mole.
She's the mole. So Jennifer Lawrence, who's a big fan of the show, actually was asked about it. She was like, "This is the greatest finale I've ever seen. I want to have a beer with Jennifer Lawrence."
I know, right?
She seems so cool. All right. This rapper says his New Year's resolution is to practice abstinence. We'll talk about who's taking a vow of celibacy on your next E Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.